be freely communicated. And God has chosen to do this. God has chosen to do this first, and as we heard in the pages of the Old Testament, and finally in the person of His Son Jesus, and ultimately by the pouring out of the Holy Spirit into the life of every believer. That God proposes to really genuinely change us. We are not saved by works, but our accepting of the salvation involves effort. In other words, we're just not passive creatures who kind of pop up. We in fact have to accept what God wants to do. We're free to say no to God. That's kind of a stupid choice to make most of the time, every time actually. But we're free to do this. And so when we come together in a retreat like this, I want to tell you how edifying it is to me, how encouraging it is for me to come and see 50 guys who invest in a weekend to come to get closer to Jesus, get closer to one another, and you go out from here radiant with that love of Christ which will draw other men. As Roger says, you know, when you go out and you touch other lives, this is how the early church started. You know, the apostles didn't have an evangelism committee that met in the upper room. I mean, somebody wasn't online trying to figure out where they're going to get rochets and shamirs for them to wear when they headed out of Jerusalem. It was done by ordinary people who came to a living faith in Jesus, and they were so excited they told other people. You know, there's an old Latin expression, nemo dat quod non habet. You can't give what you don't have. What we've had is we've had a church that often was trying to proclaim Jesus when he actually was not alive in people's individual personal lives. What we do in a kind of weekend like this is we allow Jesus free and full access to our lives. You know, our lives are kind of like a big old house filled with side rooms and back closets and pantries and attics and cellars. And Jesus is often allowed access to us on a selective basis. He may be Lord of 95% of my life. That little 5%, I've got that carved out for me, and I'll manage that part. Thank you, Lord. What Jesus wants to do is extend his lordship, because his lordship is always lordship of freedom and of life. The more that we are able to give over to his lordship, the more fully alive we are in him. You know, it's true in every church that our lives need to be genuinely transformed. I was reading this book. I was telling somebody about it. It was published last year. It's about the United States. Maybe generally true of what's going on in Canada. About the huge losses among Roman Catholics. And one of the astonishing things that came out of the Pew survey was discovered for a person who was raised as a Catholic in the United States, what was the single biggest predictor of there being faithful church attenders in the 21st century? What's the single biggest factor that gives that a real edge to be a faithful church attender? And the answer is becoming an evangelical Protestant. You know, I've known a couple of groups, I pose this question, you know, I get all, well, they had good parents or they had a good religion teacher. Nothing to do with it whatsoever. The biggest single predictor of a person who was raised in the Catholic Church to be a regular church attender on Sunday is becoming an evangelical, Anglican, Protestant, whatever. Because it expects that there'll be a personal relationship with Christ. A majority of Catholics do not believe this is possible. And my exposure over the last several years is I would not be surprised to find a majority of Anglicans do not think it is necessary. They wouldn't say it's impossible, but they might think it's an option among many. You know. And so one of the things that we're facing up to is the need that we have individually to come to this faith in Christ and allow him to change us around. You know, Paul writes to the Corinthians. He has kind of an exclusionary list here. Read the first part and you say, this sucks. In the sixth chapter of his letter to the Corinthians, do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of heaven. You know, it's a pretty clear list of getting cut out of the package. And then he goes on to say directly, and such were some of you. Then he adds, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. This was a Trinitarian operation right in the individual's life. And so Paul says that it is this indwelling of the Spirit, this work of Jesus that continues in our lives, that makes us potent for the kingdom. And so I just encourage you this weekend, as you pack up to go home, that you think about that little thing I gave you that first night. What change do I expect Jesus to work in me that will continue in the coming months? When I come back next year, what can I share with the brothers what Jesus has done for me in my life, and how have I responded to his grace to lead a transformed life? It's one that's renewed, you know, day by day as we read the scriptures, as we pray. And I mentioned for guys who are not regular Bible readers, the CPR approach, the man promised repentance of a chapter of the scriptures that will speak into your lives. And then every Sunday being nourished by our Lord's body and blood and holy community. This is the very simple way that God has laid out for us to be continually renewed by the power of the Trinity. And so as we prepare to receive the Lord's body and blood today in Holy Communion, we can ask Jesus as he comes into us that he will come into whatever closet, back storeroom, attic, back of the basement that I haven't given him an entree to before. That he will come with his light, with his love, with his warmth, with his power, with his grace, to change us from the inside out, not by our working, but by his power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's just sit and reflect on God's word to us, right?